Hi, my name is Adina Schmidman, and I am director of the OU Women's Initiative. Thank you for being a part of our Torah programming. On Wednesday, May 12th and Thursday, May 13th, join me in appreciating, supporting, and expanding the Torah programs offered by the OU Women's Initiative. Torah Imecha Nachyomi, Torah Imecha Parsha, Rosh Chodesh Lunch and Learn, Counting Towards Sinai, Ideas and Inspiration, the Max and Yeti Mandara Alema Shalom Elite Virtual Beit Midrash, and more. You can contribute early and jumpstart our fundraising campaign by going to upreaching.com/OU/women. Join us in transforming women's Torah learning.
Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we are continuing on in Tehillim with Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph, Song 111. And this beautiful song of praise is organized according to the Aleph Beis, according to ABC order. And the reason for that is so that we will remember the very important content within. Let's go through. Begins with Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the most powerful word of praise in the Hebrew language, which we begin this song. Ode Hashem b'chol levav. I will praise, or I will acknowledge, or thank Hashem wholeheartedly, sincerely. I personally, even though this song is a national song of praise, as we will see, I am coming into the song with my own personal words of thanks and acknowledgement. Besod Yesharim Ve'eda, letter Beis, in the council of the upright, of the greatest people and the Eda and the general society. My words of praise are important for everyone, no matter who they are. There's no one too great to hear my story and words of praise, and there's no one too low that can't hear my words of praise. Letter Gimel, verse 2, verse Beis. Gedolim Masei Hashem, great are the works of Hashem, Jerushim l'chol chavtzehem, accessible to all those who seek him. Hashem's creatures, creations, stories are very, very great. And if you look into everything, you will see the hand of Hashem, the purpose of its creation. If you look, Jerushim l'chol chavtzehem, if you seek it, you will find the greatness of Hashem in everything. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, here we have the letters He and Vav. Hod v'adar pa'alo v'tzidkaso omedes la'ad. His works are splendid and magnificent, and his righteousness is always there. His tzedakah, Hashem's giving it to the world, is constant. Hashem is going to give us in this world all this majesty and splendor. And so too the Shochar Tov, the Medrash Shochar Tov on Tehillim says, and the next world as well. And now we get to verse Dalet, verse 4, letter Zion and Ches. Zecher Asal L'Niflo Osav. He makes it possible for us to remember what he did, the great Niflaos that Hashem did, the wonders that God did. We can remember them. We can remember them through the Torah. We remember them through the mitzvos. And the Sfas Emes says we don't just remember them intellectually, but Hashem left us memorials in this world, meaning spiritual lights, so to speak, are in the air. And it comes at the same time of every chag, of every holiday. And what it is that the same powers, so to speak, the same abilities to bring, for instance, Geula, redemption in Nisan, still exists in Nisan. And the concept of us receiving the Torah that happened in Sivan is still there in the air every Sivan, and it goes through each month of the year. But the same energy that Hashem gave to the Jewish people as they received the miracles throughout time, Hashem still left us with that memorial of that energy that we can actually access even now. And that's because Chanun, letter Ches, Chanun v'rachum Hashem. Hashem does this because of his kindness and compassion. Pasuk Hey, verse 5, letter Tes. Teref nasan li re'av. Hashem gives food to those who fear him. Hashem takes care of us physically because letter Yud, Yizkor Olam Briso, because Hashem remembers his covenant to us forever. What covenant? What promise? The promise he made that we would always be his nation and we would survive, and therefore Hashem takes care of us physically so that we will always survive. And now we move to the unique story of the Jewish people and the land of Israel. Pasuk Vav, verse 6, letter Chaf and Lamed. Koach Ma'asav Higid La'amo. He told over the power of his deeds to give them, Laseis Lahem Nachalas Goyim, to give them a portion of nations. Hashem told us at the beginning that he would use his strength and give us over the portion amongst the nation, meaning our inheritance, the land of Israel. And when Hashem, in fact, gave us the land of Israel in the beginning of the book of Yoshua, he did this in a way of such strength. We came into Israel and we broke down the walls of Jericho. That was the koach, the strength of his actions that he told us beforehand. And he told us at the moment the walls are going to come tumbling down or sinking. And even when we defeated the rest of the nations in wars, we should not have naturally been able to defeat them. We should not have been able to win. And we did, because Hashem gave us his strength, or used his strength to give us the land of Israel. And doesn't that still continue until today? Pasuk Zion, verse 7. Ma'asei Yadav Emes, letter Mem, and then Nun, Ne'emanim Kol Pikudav. All that Hashem does is truth. Now the Metzidus David says, we might look at the story of Hashem giving us the land of Canaan and say, is that fair? Hashem took us and gave us a land that belonged to someone else? And so immediately afterwards, we remind ourselves, Ma'asei Yadav Emes, that which Hashem has done and does is truth. And not just what Hashem does is truth, but what Hashem tells us to do is ne'eman, is totally reliable. And Pasuk Ches, verse 8, takes us through letters Samach and Ayin. Hashem is just and fair forever and ever. Hashem is reliable. Pasuk Tes, verse 9, Hashem gives us pedus, redemption. Shalach le'amo, Hashem sent a redemption to his nation. Tziva le'olam briso tzadi, he commanded forever his covenant and separated us with kuf, with kedusha, with holiness. And basically what this pasuk is talking about is that Hashem gave us redemption. He not only redemption, if you think about what it was, he gave us redemption from Egypt, which was a separation of the Jewish people from the Egyptians, which is also the definition of the language of Pedus, which is a concept of separation. Hashem separated us in order to give us the Torah, in order to give us his brit, his covenant, his mitzvos. And through that, we too can receive kedusha. We have holiness. And notice how the psukim are now going to lead up to our responsibility to do mitzvos. It doesn't just say, and you have to do mitzvos, and you have to be holy. It begins with taking us through the greatness of Hashem and his reliability and his just nature. And now tells us, now you have the mitzvos. Hashem has separated you and has given you his mitzvos to do. And now we get to Pasuk Yud, verse 10. Probably the most well-known of all the psukim in this song. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The beginning of all wisdom is fearing Hashem, letter Reish. We just sang about Hashem's actions and the land of Eretz Yisrael and the mitzvos that he gives us. And at this point, we acknowledge that we need a foundation to maximize all that we have. And our foundation is fearing God. What does it mean that we have to fear God? Simply, fearing God is the awareness that he is always present and he is watching what we do. And sometimes we think of the language of fear, fearing Hashem, as we better do this or else he's going to punish us. But when we look at the concept of fear as an awareness that Hashem is present, we can also look at Hashem's presence as a cheering squad for us. However, whatever we're facing, Hashem is cheering us on. The Nesivo Shalom, the Slonimer Rebbe in Parshas Akev, explains the word Yirah, which we refer to as fear, and he says if you transpose the letters of Yirah, you get the word Ri'iyah, which means to see or seeing. And fearing God, he explains, is literally seeing God as present in your life. And when you see Hashem in all that you experience, you make decisions differently. You respond differently. You ask yourself, because you know Hashem is constantly watching you, what does Hashem want me to do now? He is here. He's watching me. What am I supposed to do? What would he like to see? And so we begin the song acknowledging Hashem's greatness, Hashem's power, Hashem's fairness, and his relationship to us. And we end the song by acknowledging that this cannot just be an intellectual praise, an intellectual exercise of studying God, but this must bring us this praise to actually submit ourselves to the will of Hashem, to the will of God. The Gemara says in Brachos Lamed Gimel Amid Beis in 33b, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyireh shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven except for the fear of heaven, except for Yira. And the Tosfos there explains in the Gemara that Hashem, what does it mean? Hashem decides if you're going to be short or tall, if you're going to be smart or not so smart, if you're going to be rich or poor, sick or healthy, black or white. Hashem decides this. Hashem determines our external circumstances. However, how we respond or react to those circumstances is in our hands. Hashem doesn't decide how we're going to deal with it. How are we going to utilize these circumstances to actualize ourselves? That needs Yirah Shamayim. We need to ask ourselves, what does Hashem want us to do with this circumstance? Why am I put in this situation? And that is up to us, each and every one of us. And perhaps that's why it begins with, I will acknowledge the greatness of Hashem. But it doesn't just begin with Odeh that I'm going to acknowledge and I'm going to thank Hashem. But the song ends in singular as well. Tehila so, letter tough, omedes la'ad. His praise endures forever. And we could translate it as God's praise endures forever. But the Radak explains that Tehila so is referring to the God-fearing person herself or himself. That the God-fearing person will produce actions and thoughts that will forever be praiseworthy. So Tehillah So is actually referring to the praiseworthiness of the singer of this song. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, one whose fear of sin takes precedence to his wisdom endures. And he quotes this pasuk. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of Hashem. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. In other words, when one lives his life with reverence of God and his Torah, that which he or she accomplishes with his intellect, with her intellect, will have lasting value, will last forever. And that each one of us sees the greatness of Hashem in our own unique way. So even though the greatness of Hashem and his relationship with Klal Yisrael is to us as a nation, but each one of us has our own unique responsibility and way in which we manifest the greatness of Hashem. And that's why the song begins and ends in singular. Thank you for learning together Le'iloi Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.